League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
10 great tips for virtual onboarding. Businesses and organizations have creatively diversified their operations to deal with the fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a scenario where work from home or remote work is the daily reality of a significant percentage of employees, virtual onboarding and induction of new employees takes on greater importance. Onboarding new employees can sometimes seem like a formality, but research shows that it is crucial for longer tenures in organizations. Some studies even claim that 1 in 5 new employees leave within 45 days of joining. So engagement and onboarding are closely tied to retention. Other studies indicate that a great onboarding experience resulted in 69% of employees staying with a company 3 years or longer and being 50% more productive. At a minimum, structured onboarding programs positively impacted the duration of more than half of the employees surveyed. Given such considerations, it becomes vital for companies to get their virtual onboarding right. So in today's podcast, we're looking at 10 easy tips that will make the virtual onboarding process in your company a great experience for new recruits. 1. Get the pre-boarding right. Pre-boarding is the first step in a proper onboarding program. It is the process that a company follows in the time between an employee accepting the job offer and her first day at work. Now, you might be tempted to think, that's not important. She's not even working for us yet. But as the stats shared earlier indicate, a good beginning really does make a difference in an employee's workplace experience and output. You want communication to start soon after your new hire has accepted the job offer. And because working in a virtual environment means it's that much easier for details to get missed or overlooked, make sure to gather the basics. Ensure that important documents have all the necessary signatures in place before your recruit's first day begins. This will allow you to allocate more time for the all-important human interactions in their first few days, thereby creating a great first impression of your organization's work culture. 2, make sure you prepare all the necessary information and tools that a new employee will require to work efficiently. Little things make a big difference. Things like devices with pre-installed software, technical documentation, explaining SOPs, allocation of training and workshops, etc. Effective pre-boarding means that your new employee isn't stuck in a room filling forms or signing documents, but has the opportunity to meet the people and the teams that he or she is going to work with for the next few years. 2, get them started. The first day of a new job involves getting acquainted with seating arrangement, hardware, software, etc. that are part of the job and meeting the people you'll be working alongside. With remote work and virtual onboarding, this becomes a bit more challenging. You'll either have to ship the device or devices to the employee or prepare them for the employee to pick them up. It is crucial that the onboarding team ensure all equipment arrives prior to the employee start date, if not a few days early, to make sure that the process is smooth for all the people involved, especially the new joinee. IT teams need to be prepared with answers for questions that new employees may have. For instance, a facility such as a support ticketing system could help new team members quickly reach out for any assistance they require and enables faster resolution of issues. 3. Do not rush onboarding. Onboarding requires an efficient schedule, whether it is done over a few days or a few weeks. Working out the details for a well-oiled onboarding process for every new employee helps make the induction process friendlier and more productive. If training is done in short bursts, it allows managers to address any issues that crop up and solve them right away. This approach also reduces the stress on a new employee as they work from home, especially if they are balancing various responsibilities like children, partners, parents, etc., while also attempting to absorb important new information. This approach has one other major benefit. It allows colleagues to connect and establish comfortable working relationships with the new employee. It helps the new team member manage their time and workload better. 4. Be available and keep your answers ready. Virtual onboarding via video conferences or meetings allows recruits and managers to follow a structured, well-paced program. But HR just ensure that they have a person guiding the new employee and overseeing this process to ensure that the information is received and imbibed. You don't want recruits feeling lost or overwhelmed by the process or the information. So the presence of HR personnel actually makes a big difference in how friendly and relatable the onboarding process is perceived to be. 5. Work buddies or mentors. Joining a new workplace and new teams can be intimidating. Having a work buddy will help new employees navigate this period of transition with a lot more comfort. This work buddy is someone your new employee will reach out to when they have any questions, inconveniences, or require any guidance. This type of subtle mentoring and guidance enhances orientation considerably. It will also allow employees to go through training materials at their own pace and learn to manage their workload, expectations, deliverables, deadlines, etc.
You are listening to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
6. Engage and communicate. Communication with new joinees is crucial. Companies need to understand that you can never really over-communicate with a new employee. Put another way, it is far better to communicate more than less. Quick and regular communication with new employees, especially in times of virtual onboarding, helps ease any jitters and anxieties they may be experiencing. It builds a healthy rapport and confidence. Before the pandemic, new employees could walk up to their managers or vice versa and build rapport. Circa 2021, this rapport building requires proactive communication from the new employee's seniors and team members. 7. Plan the employee's first week. Many a time, new employees find themselves sitting around or asking for work once the onboarding process is completed. This can lead to frustration. Hence, an efficient plan for the first week after they join helps smoothen the process in the all-important first Monday to Friday that they will spend at your organization. If first impressions are important, well, bear in mind that the first week sets the tone. You want the new employee to settle in, get their gear in place, and learn all about your company's work culture, ethics and values, the company's history, its vision for the future. You want them to understand the big picture and also where they fit in and how their contributions matter to the larger outcomes. Are there any monthly or large meetings they would benefit from? Have them sit in along with the manager or mentor. The first week is the best time to communicate these. 8. Video is your friend. Get comfortable with video calls. This cannot be emphasized strongly enough and applies to managers as well as new hires. While many of us are, understandably, not comfortable with video calls, shout out to all the people who have been working hard from home for months in their shorts or pajamas. These video calls are necessary for the face-to-face component that's been missing for the past 18 to 20 months. Video calls and, yes, long video meetings are the closest one can get to face-to-face communication when working remotely. They provide significant value add as they enable employees to build rapport within and across teams. At a time when normal social interactions have suffered, it is important to make space for such personal connections in order to remain productive as a workplace. You can take the assistance of IT teams to make video calls more amenable for you, but it helps to get everyone on board with the idea of video conferencing on the daily. Yes, even for the occasional team-building exercise. 9. Effective and video-friendly training sessions. It can be tempting to just hand a ton of information to a new employee and leave it to them to work it out. With virtual onboarding, this is bound to be counterproductive. The overwhelmed employee will most likely struggle to structure this information efficiently. Even a mentor or work buddy can only help so much. This is why many organizations have repurposed their training to make them compatible with virtual onboarding. To help new employees develop an organic understanding of the organization and their role in it, remote learning should involve increased interactive training sessions. This makes the onboarding experience more manageable and rewarding for a new remote employee. 10. Feedback. This is one of the most important steps. virtual onboarding is a developing science, so to speak. It is necessary to take feedback from new employees, managers, etc. to improve or refine a company's virtual onboarding process. With new employees, conduct a feedback session soon after the completion of the onboarding process to understand what works and what doesn't. This feedback is vital for improved employee engagement. So there you have it. Those were 10 tips for virtual onboarding. As organizations get used to remote work and engaging employees across geographies, these 10 tips will help smoothen the onboarding processes of your company, improve employee experience, retention, and enhance overall engagement with your organization.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.